Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday morning. Padres win their second game in a row at Petco Park. Thursday night victory over the Seattle Mariners. The rookie pitcher Jesse Hahn, who came from AA, goes seven innings, gives up one run, and strikes out seven. Hahn has now given up just one run in his last 14 innings. Chris DiNorfio with a pinch-hit two-run single. And the Padres got back-to-back triples from Cam Maybin and Tommy Medica to blow the game open. Houston Street gets his 20th save in 20 opportunities. Padres Dodgers at Petco Park on Friday night. Ian Kennedy against Dan Heron. The Blue are just 40-34, but LA's starting to come together. They have won 8 of their last 11. Matt Kemp's on a hot binge. He's 13 for his last 27. Off the field, CBS Sports is reporting that sources close to Carlos Quentin, the slumping slugger, say he would waive the no-trade clause in his contract and accept a deal to an American League team before the trading deadline where he could become a designated hitter. But the Padres owe him $4.5 million this season, $8 million for next season, and an option for $10 million in 2016. Padres would probably have to pay a chunk of the contract to make that Quentin deal go through. Injury front, not good. Yonder Alonso, first baseman, severe tendonitis in his hand on the DL. It's going to be more than 15 days. Jed Jerko, another setback, the second baseman. They put the boot on his Achilles tendon on that left foot. Looks like he could be out at least another month. Angels open a weekend series. Texas Rangers, Garrett Richards, 6-2, goes against left-hander Joe Saunders. Angels got beat in Cleveland. Bullpen blew up again last night. Nick Swisher of the Tribe, grand slam home run, 10th inning. Top games in baseball last night. Detroit beats Kansas City, snapping the Royals' 10-game winning streak. Yankees over Toronto. Carlos Beltran had two ribbies. Yankees have won 9 of their last 12. Oakland dumped Boston. Yanis Cespedes with a home run. How about the Athletics? 45-28 this season, best record in baseball. Here comes Philadelphia. Ryan Howard remains hot. Homer, 3 RBIs. Phillies over St. Louis. Ryan Sandberg's club has won 8 of its last 10. Atlanta cools off Washington. Awful story. Braves pitcher Gavin Floyd fractured a bone in his elbow while throwing a curveball on the mound. He nearly collapsed in pain. His career could be in jeopardy. Milwaukee beats Arizona. Diamondbacks go to 13-27 at home. And Pittsburgh rallied against Cincinnati in a really snarly game. Russell Martin drew a bases-loaded walk in the 12th inning. Seattle Mariners have signed their number one draft pick, Rancho Bernardo. Outfielder catcher Alex Jackson, he gets a $4.2 million deal. Other player deals, Miami Marlins, desperate for pitching, are bringing back 36-year-old Brad Penny, former Marlin, former Dodger, been out of baseball this season. Texas releases once impressive relief pitcher Daniel Bard, has lost his ability to throw strikes. They signed him in the spring. They sent him to Class A ball. Against 18 batters in Class A ball in the last 2 weeks, Bard has hit 7 and has walked 9. Cleveland, by the way, releases Josh Outman. Meanwhile, injury front, Giants have lost their leadoff hitter, Angel Pagan, epidural shot in his ailing back. Setback for Arizona Diamondbacks third baseman Mark Trumbo, ready to begin rehab. More issues with a fractured foot. Doctors say it's going to delay the rehab for 3 weeks. Minnesota, which doesn't have a lot of pitching, has now lost their ace closer, Glenn Perkins. He's got back stiffness. Minnesota also losing shortstop Eduardo Nunez, goes back on the DL second time with a hamstring injury. Congratulations to David Wells, the former Yankee and Padre pitcher, named head baseball coach at his alma mater, Point Loma High School. In soccer, Uruguay nails England yesterday in World Cup play in Brazil. Luis Suarez has been playing with knee problems, scores 2 goals. Wayne Rooney missed an open net, also had a header, hit a crossbar. The English are about to get bounced out of the World Cup. Big games today, Switzerland versus France, Italy versus Costa Rica. Team USA goes for its second win in a row on Sunday. They play Portugal, but the U.S. has got a problem. No striker Jose Altidore. The only goal scorer up front's now going to be Clint Dempsey. But Portugal's got problems. Its superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has got an ongoing knee problem. Doctors have told him if he plays, he could blow out a ligament in the knee. He is limping. NFL football, amazing story on the Niagara Frontier. Jim Kelly, the iconic quarterback who's fighting a bitter fight against brain cancer, showed up unannounced at the Buffalo Bills offseason workouts. Standing ovation from the players. He gave them an inspirational speech. They gave him a group Buffalo Bills hug. Chargers visit with Brandon Flowers, the former starting cornerback, Kansas City Chiefs, but have not offered him a contract. He's also got visits planned with the Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. Flowers made a lot of money. Chargers don't have an awful lot of cap space. Chargers give up on young safety Brandon Taylor. He's given his outright release, failed to come back from multiple knee surgeries last season. Jets have released controversial running back Mike Goodson. He's been involved in a couple of incidents with guns and alcohol. Now they say he's disappeared. They're worried about his health. Atlanta Falcons trade for quarterback T.J. Yates, former Houston Texans star. Also signed former Chargers starting linebacker Tim Dobbins. Washington has lost starting defensive end Jason Hatcher, at least 6 weeks, emergency surgery on his knee yesterday. In college football, this is really different. Don't know why the NCAA would approve this. Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti is announcing it's installing new field turf in Reinerson Stadium. The color is going to be concrete gray. Now, Boise State's got the blue turf. Eastern Washington has the red turf. In basketball, a judge has denied Shelley Sterling's request for a protective order against her husband, Donald Sterling, for making threats to doctors who declared him incompetent. The judge listened to all the audio from voicemails and said he did not view Donald Sterling's critical comments towards the doctors as any type of threat of harm against those physicians. Big story in the NBA with the draft just around the corner. Golden State has evidently moved to the front in attempts to get power forward star Kevin Love. Evidently, Golden State is now willing to package Klay Thompson, the shooting guard, David Lee, their starting center, and a number one pick to get Love. Love is demanded to be traded. Otherwise, says he's going to walk out of Minnesota next season as a free agent. Monday's a big deadline day in the NBA. Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh have to make a decision Monday whether they're going to opt out of their contract, test the free agent market. And a big setback just days before the NBA draft. The top center on the draft board, Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, fractured foot surgery. His draft stock is going to drop. NHL hockey, busy couple of weeks ahead with free agency in the NHL to begin July 1st. Teams are clearing spots off their roster and their payroll. The Anaheim Ducks, in a surprise move, announced they're not signing Jonas Hiller, the veteran goaltender. He's released, as well as 39-year-old center Saku Koivu. Carolina Hurricane have a new head coach, Bill Peters, longtime assistant, Detroit Red Wings named there. Auto racing, NASCAR. The good old boys led by Jimmy Johnson run the Sonoma 400 road course in Northern California. IndyCar has the weekend off, and Formula One's guys are down under. They run the Australian Grand Prix. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.